Well, good morning. I'm Pastor Justin Krupski. This is Trinity Lutheran Church. I'm standing here in the gym, and this is our online worship. And I don't know what's going on in your heart, in your mind, in your life, in your faith life now, but we are a people of faith, hope, and love. And so my prayer right now as we get together online for a worship service, that God is going to meet you where you are. And whatever's going on in your heart, in your mind, if you're just enjoying a peaceful time out, time off, right? That God's going to give you more peace, more comfort, more courage, more strength, more faith. And so we're going to begin our time in a word of prayer. If you please close your eyes and bow your heads as I pray. Gracious Father, you are good. Lord, you are sovereign. You are holy. You are above all this that we are in right now. And so we come before your throne of grace, Lord, and we just ask in this moment that we would hear your voice. And that your voice would calm our hearts, that your voice would give us more faith. Lord, remove all of distractions in this moment. And again, may we simply yet profoundly hear your voice. In Jesus' name, amen. It was a Wednesday night this past week. I couldn't sleep. And also time when I can't sleep, I always start praying. And I start praying and I ask God, God, what's going on? And all of a sudden, Psalm 23 just really captured my attention, captivated my heart, and I woke up thinking of Psalm 23. I came to Trinity that Thursday morning, shared that verse with our faculty. Many of you know we are in the 40-day Red Letter Challenge. Day 10 was actually fasting, and so Thursday was a day of fast. And so what I encouraged the faculty to do and myself, and I actually went online, there's a one-minute video on our Facebook page, on our Instagram page, that talks about fasting from anxiety and praying. Psalm 23, if we could turn our attention there just for a few moments. And what I love about the scriptures, what I love about our faith is we're all looking for the right words. We're listening to the media, we're listening to anybody and everybody, and we're hearing so much stuff. Right? But in the midst of all this, may we hear God's voice, may we hear God's word. And so let's get into Psalm 23 together during our worship time. It's on your TV screen. We're going to read this together. This is the NIV translation 2004, so it might be a little bit different than usual. But Psalm 23, let's read this together. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right path for his namesake. And even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. All right, this psalm has brought comfort, it's brought faith, it's brought healing, it's brought courage for generation after generation after generation. And today, this Sunday morning, I pray that this psalm does the same thing for us. So what I'd like to do is just for a few moments with you all, just meditate on the lyrics of this song, of this poem that God has spoken through those who have gone before us. And so it begins, "The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing." Right, the Lord is my shepherd. I love what Jesus said, and certainly Jesus, if you don't know this about Trinity, right, we are disciples of Jesus, and we understand this huge truth that he is the good shepherd. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. Right, and he said, my sheep know my voice. Right, and he knows our names. Right, and the good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. We know that's what he's done for us. Right, but his voice, that we would hear his voice, the good shepherd's voice. And I love that the psalmist says, we'll lack nothing, right? Jesus says over and over again in his red letters, right? God's going to give us all that we need. Right? He actually taught us how to pray, and we're going to pray in a few moments the Lord's Prayer, these petitions. The one petition is, give us this day our daily bread, right? We lack nothing. Give us this day our daily bread. In the Gospel of Luke, where Luke shares this teaching that Jesus gave, teaching his disciples how to pray, Jesus expounds on this petition, give us this day our daily bread. And you know what he says? He says, when you pray this, you're not just praying for toilet paper, which I know a lot of us are trying to get, right? You're not just praying for dried foods, right? Shelter, right? What you're really praying for, and this is for us as people of faith, you're praying for more of the Holy Spirit, right? In times of trials and times of blessings, right? We're praying for more of the Holy Spirit. Galatians chapter 5 tells us about the Spirit that lives in us that God wants to give us more of as we pray, give us this day our daily bread. Love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, gentleness, and faithfulness. Right? These fruits of the Spirit give us this day our daily bread. You are the good shepherd, Jesus. I'm hearing your voice, and I know I lack nothing, so give me more of what you long to give to me in this time and every moment from here on out. The psalmist continues, right? He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. Right? This is where we go to the devotion, day 10 of the Red Letter Challenge, right? Just being in the presence of God, right? What do we do as disciples of Jesus when anxiety sets in or fear sets in? What do we do? Right? Philippians chapter 4 says, right, do not be anxious about anything. And that word anxious there is not just a feeling of anxious in a spur of moment. It's a perpetual state of anxiety. Don't get stuck in it. It's going to come. Fear is going to come, but don't get stuck in it. Instead, right, Philippians says, God's word says, pray. Pray. Right? And the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. If we have faith, keep our eyes on him, fixed on the good shepherd, right, there's going to be a peace. And so let's keep praying, Trinity. Let's keep praying against the anxiety, against the fear. And so the psalmist continues. Right, he guides me along the right paths for his namesake. He guides me in righteousness and right living. What we know as children of God, and I love the book of Genesis, the story of Joseph. He gets thrown into Egypt. And you would think that Joseph would have every reason in the world to not behave, to not still have integrity, to not walk with character. But in a time of crisis for Joseph, right, he doesn't give in to the temptations and the trials. And what we understand as disciples of Jesus, in the time of temptation, in the time of trials and a storm, it's so easy for us to give in and to misbehave, right? To forget everything and all of a sudden just to act crazy, right? But God's telling us in this time of conflict, right, let your maturity, let your faith reign, walk with integrity, let your light shine even more. Jesus guides us in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. So may we behave even in the midst of this trial. And then this great line from this psalm that many of us are familiar with is said a little bit differently in this translation, but even though I walk through the darkest valley, even though I walk through the very valley of the shadow of death, right? Disease, pestilence is a word that is in the Psalms. Right? I will fear no evil. I will not fear. For you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Right? And what we know is Jesus is with us. Right? He's with us. Let's hold on to that truth right there. Over 1,100 times in the scriptures, I'm with you, I'm with you, I'm with you. And some of us are suffering right now. Some of us are suffering. There's people around the world suffering. But God is with them. He's with us. And we need to let them know this. And we do that by faith. Right? No fear. Right? You've heard me say this, and many of you are familiar with the scriptures, but I love it that God, right around 365 times in the Old Testament and New Testament original language, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. Once for every day. Right? Do not be afraid. I think about Joshua chapter 1, a great verse that many of us hang on to. Right? Be strong and courageous. Don't be discouraged. Don't be terrified. He repeats that to Joshua. Right? God needs to repeat this to us. Right? It's not just like I'm not afraid, okay, and all of a sudden I'm good, right? God still repeats that to us because he knows us. He knows how we get sucked in to the trials of this world and what it does with us. But what he tells Joshua in the midst of that is that, Joshua, you're going to be prosperous and successful if you meditate on my word. Right? You will be strong and courageous. You will have faith if you meditate on my word, if you listen to the voice of the good shepherd. And so maybe, just maybe, God is calling us, right, to listen to his voice even more as we're in this moment here in the history of God's creation, right? But do not be afraid, right? Be strong and courageous, right? The next line in Psalm 23, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies, right? I love that because what the psalmist is saying is you provide victory for me in the presence of my enemies, right? God wins. He's going to win. Right? And I think about Psalm 22, right? My God, why have you forsaken me? That Psalm of Lament. I don't know if you know this about that Psalm. I encourage you, read it. Psalm 22, there's actually victory where the psalmist says in the midst of lamenting by faith, God, I know you haven't turned your face from me. I know you're with me through this all. Right? Isaiah 53, the suffering servant, right? What Jesus went through for us, he went to the cross, but yet Isaiah 53 says, right, that he's going to see prosperity, that he will see the light of day after he suffered. We know that's true for Jesus, right? Jesus saw a victory, right? What we know is true about Jesus, he's with us in the presence of our enemies, but there is victory, right? God is working in all things for the good of his children. So somehow, some way, we know that's what God is doing right now. He's taking what the devil meant as evil when he brought sin into this world, right? And we fell into sin, and sin has not just messed us up, it's messed up all of God's creation, right? He's provided a victory for us, prepared a table before us in the presence of our enemies, right? Jesus said, in this world, you will have trouble, but take heart, have courage, for I have overcome this world, right? We are going to see a victory one way or another through this, because that is our God, and we are people of faith. And so the psalmist continues, you anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows, right? Even in the valley of shadow of death, right? God is anointing our head with oil. There is healing, right? There's blessings, right? And we've been doing this here at Trinity for years, and I hope that you get to do this over this break that we're all having together. Faith 5, right? Highs and lows. There are lows that we need to share. There's things we're struggling with, but do not forget to share those highs, right? Philippians, as it calls us not to be anxious, but to pray, it actually says, set your mind, right? Think about the things that are holy, that are pure, that are lovely, that are admirable, that are honorable, right? Fixate on those, right? God's blessing us in this. May we see it. He's given us some rest through this, a much needed vacation perhaps for many of us, right? Can we see the blessings? Can we see the blessings, right? Thank God for doctors, for modern medicine, right? These little bits of heaven, healings that take place. May we see his blessings, because our cup is overflowing. God is here and he is still a good God, right? Don't forget to share those highs with each other, to set our mind on the things that are above and to see the goodness of God. The psalmist continues, surely your goodness and love, other word there would be mercy, your goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. Right, let's stop there. There is forgiveness. If you're with us in the Red Letter Challenge, you know this week is about forgiveness, receiving God's forgiveness, right? But also giving God's forgiveness. But what the psalmist is saying, God's goodness, right, his blessings, his anointing oil, right, is following us all the days of our life. And what we know, right, is our life does not end here, right? This is just the beginning of eternity. Eternity has started already. And when we take our last breath here, right, the great adventure begins. And so the psalm points us to heaven, points us to the truth of our faith, that whether we live or die, as Paul says, right, it's a win. It's a win. Right? I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And Jesus said, right, don't let your hearts be troubled. Trust in me. Trust in my Father. In my Father's house, there are many rooms. Right? I'm going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back to take you to be with me. Right? The psalm ends with the meditation of heaven. Goodness and mercy all the days of our life, not just here, but also there. And here's what I want to share with you as we take this psalm in. All right? Certainly God's preparing a place for us, but he's not done with us. All right? Certainly we're using our wisdom, right, with social gatherings now, right, going out in public, and our sanitation is getting cleaned up even more, right? We're all learning to wash our hands again, right? God's working through the great medical physicians that are out there that he's given the gift of healing to, right? But what I want to say as we wrap up this message time, as we wrap up Psalm 23, is ministry is continuing. The church is continuing, right? The church, we, God's people, right, for thousands of years, right, somehow, some way, God's light has shined through the greatest moments of darkness, the greatest moments of anxiety, right, in Trinity, right, in all the churches around the world, right. We're doing our ministry, right. We're going to continue to share the gospel and the means that God has given us to, and certainly online, right. This is huge. Thank you, God, for the opportunity to do online ministry, right, here at Trinity. right? We know we have a great social ministry where we're reaching the least of these in our community. We're feeding thousands of people. We need to continue that. We need to be creative. We need to think about how we're going to continue to do that. All right? We're going to be coming into your homes over the next couple weeks. All right? We're going to do a lot of different ministries. Ministry does not stop. Life does not stop. And I pray that you know this, right? Your life is a ministry. Your life is a ministry. And it's so important when it feels like the devil is cutting the legs out from underneath God, right? To remember, right? We keep moving forward. We figure out ways. We let the Holy Spirit of God that dwells in us give us innovation and figure out how do we share Christ's story with love? Right? Psalm 23, I pray that that is your psalm, not just today, but every day for the rest of your life. Right? We have a good shepherd. Right? We're walking through the valley of darkness, of shadow of death. Right? We're going to walk by faith. And God is still good, and there is mercy. Right? There is victory, and there is good news that Jesus is still alive. He rose again from the dead on that Easter, right? And he's here with us. And I pray that you receive the gospel once again today. Right? What he has done for you, he's forgiven you. He's overcome sin, darkness, the devil. He's overcome all of this. Right? There is victory. And so may we just get a sense in this moment that God is God. Right? That there is hope as he calls us into faith. And may we continue to love one another. If you please bow your heads as we pray again. Gracious Father, we thank you for your word. And we just pray that you would keep speaking to us. And that through your spirit, we'd open up your word. Not just read it, but hear it. That it would settle in as we are called just to be still. To be still, not just today, but it does seem like for a while we get to be still. So may we hear your voice, and may your voice remove anxiety and fear. May your voice continue to call us into the purpose, into the mission that you've created us for, just to love one another and to share your goodness, to share your mercy. Lord, there are people hurting around this world, not just from the coronavirus, but from so many sicknesses, so many diseases, so many health issues. And we just pray that you could comfort them, that you use doctors, you use medicine, these means. Lord, use our amazing human body, Lord, to bring healing, whatever means possible. Lord, that people could receive a little bit of heaven, temporal healing, Lord, before we get our eternal healing, before we get our new bodies in heaven someday. Lord, we pray that you be with the doctors. Lord, you pray that you be with leadership, governments. Lord, as they make decisions, we as citizens, we as churches, Lord, as we all seek to make wise decisions. Lord, give us wisdom beyond our years. Lord, help us to see your hand in all of this. And Jesus, thank you for reminding us and telling us, Lord, to keep our eyes on you, and thank you for teaching us how to pray. And you taught us these petitions. Lord, we call it the Lord's Prayer. And if you please pray the Lord's Prayer with me at this time. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. There's some great songs of our faith, and we're saying this is worship. And one of the ways, right, we go against darkness, one of the ways we live out our faith is we sing, right? Psalm is actually a song. And so I have Josh and Bree with me today at our worship time. And Bree right now, she's going to sing a great song of our faith that has been written recently, but yet has some old school lyrics in it. I believe the lyrics are going to be on the screen, so we can sing this with Bree. If you don't want to sing, just let it be sung over you. But the song is called It Is Well. It Is Well.
Grand earth has quaked before. the sound of his voice. Seas that are shaken and stirred can be calmed and broken for my regard. Through it all, my eyes are on you. Through it all, it is well. Through it all, my eyes are on you. It is well with me. Far be it from me to not believe, even when my eyes can't see. And this mountain that's in front of me will be thrown into the midst of the sea. Through it all, my eyes are on you. Through it all, it is well. Through it all, my eyes are on you. It is well. It is well.
The Apostles' Creed, I'm going to have you stand up. We're going to say this together. And here's what we believe. Before we say the Apostles' Creed, I pray it's not just vain repetition. Think about this, right? What we believe makes us who we are. Right? First of all, we're saying, I believe, right? And that's a statement of faith. And Jesus heard this many times. And he hears this again. I believe. Help me with my unbelief. I believe. Mustard seed of faith. I believe this. You are God. You are omnipotent, omnipresent, omniscient. You are God, infinite, beyond all things, beyond our comprehension. I don't get it, but you're God, right? I believe in God, the Father. That means we are his children. He lavishes his love on us. He is the creator of heaven and earth. That means he's created us. He's created us for a purpose. He holds creation in the palm of his hand, even though sin is here because of free will. Right? But he is almighty, right? God fighting for us. And he is Jesus. We know who God is. He showed us, if you see me, you've seen the Father. Right? He is Jesus. fully God, fully man. Fully man means that he sympathized with us. He understands what we're all feeling, what we're going through, right? That's Jesus. And he was crucified, suffered under Pontius Pilate, right? Jesus of history, a man named Jesus actually lived. That's what we're saying, right? And he was crucified. He actually died and he rose again from the dead. History tells us this, right? And what is he doing now? He's ascended into heaven. He's preparing a place for us. And thank God Almighty that he has sent us his Spirit. That's what we're saying. I believe in the Holy Spirit. Right? In the communion of saints, those who have gone before us, those who have set the example, who have maintained faith even in the midst of horrible persecution, horrible trials. Right? The Christian church. We believe in a Christian church, the hope of the world. We need to be the church more than ever. The gates of hell will not overcome us. The light of the world, that's us. The forgiveness of sins. The main thing's the main thing. Guess what? It's still the main thing. Right? Jesus came to forgive us, and we need to give this to each other. The resurrection of the body, right? New bodies where there's no more suffering, no more sin, no more sorrow. This is what we believe. And so if you have that mustard seed of faith, let's stay standing here and let's say the Apostles' Creed together. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. Third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. And now we want to invite you, if you want to stay standing, if you want to sit down, we're going to do a couple worship songs. I think these worship songs, you're going to know some of our old hymns made contemporary, some of them are old hymns. But we're going to just proclaim our faith, and worship is a tool that God has given to us to walk by faith, just like he's given us these psalms, these worship songs. And so let's join with those all around the world in still worshiping our God.
My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I did not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly trust in Jesus' name.
So whether you're sitting on your couch at home, or you're standing in your living room, let's sing that first line again. My hope is built. Come on, join me in singing to Jesus. Here we go. My hope is built.
My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I did not trust the sweetest frame, but holy trust Jesus' name. Christ alone, a cornerstone, the weak and made strong in the Savior's love. Through the storm, he is Lord, the Lord of. Darkness seems to hide his face, I rest on his unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil.
Yes, it does.
It's my Christ alone.
shall come with trumpet sound. Oh, may I then in him be found, dressed in his righteousness alone, faultless stand before the throne. Christ alone, a cornerstone, the weak and made strong in the Savior's love. Through the storm, he is the Lord, the Lord of all. Jesus, we believe that through whatever storms come our way, Jesus, you're on the boat with us. You're standing in the midst of it with us, and we thank you for that. We thank you for your greatness, Jesus, your power, that you can move and do anything. And so we trust you.
In the splendor of the King, the clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice, all the earth rejoice. And he wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide, and trembles at his voice, and trembles at his voice.
Sing how great with us, come on.
And how great is our God. Sing with me how great is our God, and all will see how great is our God. Age to age he stands, and time is in his hands. You're the beginning and the end, beginning and the end. The Godhead three in one, Father, the Spirit, Son, the Lion and the Lamb, the Lion and the Lamb. Oh, how great
And how great is our God? Yes, sing with me. How great is our God? Yes, all will see how great. How great is our God? God, you're so great. We love you, Jesus. Amen.
And so we are worshiping, and certainly worship is more than just a song. It's more than just a gathering of believers, which is what we're doing right now, right? We're honoring the Sabbath day. We're not forsaking the sacred assembly, but we're trying to use wisdom. But we are worshiping, and certainly part of a worship service, right, is a time of offering. And so you might be laughing right now. And here's what I want to say about offering time is it's not about the church needing the money. It's not. Offering is about trusting in God, faith in God. And in a time like this, in a storm like this, perhaps that we feel like we're in, or maybe we're not in, but it seems like we are in, and maybe it's a financial thing too. What's going on financially with everything? Offering becomes even more important, right? Because it's us saying, God, I trust in you. I trust in you. And I even trust in you with my finances because you've given these to me. So I don't know what this offering time is going to look like for you, but it's still a time of faith, of trust, where God says, do you trust in me? Show me you trust in me. And so if your heart is moved by faith just to show you trust in God still, the way we can do offering online, our website, trinityutica.com, trinityutica.com, there's a click where you can say give. You can click on that and you can give. You can give however God moves you, wherever you go as you're praying through this. I don't know what this is going to be like for the next month, for the next couple months for us all. Right? But God's still saying, do you trust me, not just with this, this, and this, but do you trust me that I will provide for you? And so that's our offering time. If you're wondering about church attendance, please don't stress out about that. What I want to say is as we move forward, just keep in touch with us. Keep coming to our Facebook page. Keep coming to our website. Call up the church office. There's going to be probably almost every day something being communicated. I want to let you know that the elders were meeting this Tuesday to make some decisions. Church council is also going to be meeting to make some decisions about where our ministries are going. What I do know is we're going to continue to do ministry. What I don't know is what does it look like? Right? We don't know what today holds, what tomorrow holds, but we know who holds it, right? So I'm trusting God that we are going to continue to do ministry. It's probably going to look different for a while, but we're thanking God for an opportunity like this to get us outside of our normalcy and to figure out ways within His Spirit as He gives us to figure out, right, how do we move forward? How do we move forward to continue to do ministry together? This week, we're in the gym. I don't know, next week we might be in the sanctuary. This Wednesday, we're probably going to have a worship online option for the Lent season. Us pastors are going to probably be online every day doing some kind of devotional thought. We're continuing to do our 40-day challenge in the school, right? We're still doing our school, but now it's remote. Social ministry, we still need to figure out how to feed those who need food. So right now, we are saying we're going to keep our facility open for different things, but many events are being canceled. So again, email, text messaging, phone calls, Facebook, website. If you're wondering if something's open, just call, right? Just don't show up. But please be smart, use your wisdom, and certainly we walk by faith. And I'm going to say a blessing. At the end of this blessing, the word peace is there. And I want to remind you of a sermon that we did a couple years ago here at Trinity. It was called Simmer Down. Simmer Down, right? We are people of faith, not fear. And so please receive this blessing. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make His face shine upon you, be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up His favor upon you and give you His peace. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for joining us today, and may God bless the rest of this day for you. Peace.